day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the topics that a lot of folks within the industry and beyond are talking about these days is something called sustainability. When it comes to beef sustainability, what sort of messages are we trying to deliver back to the consumer?
Well, first of all, we work to correct misinformation every day through social media and through our efforts with key influencers from dietitians to educators. But the fact is that beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is dramatically lower than the often misquoted global livestock figure of 14.5%. By continuously improving their production practices today, U.S. beef farmers and ranchers are able to produce the same amount of beef with one-third fewer cattle than they were in 1977. We are doing a wonderful job in the U.S. beef industry.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Lean hog futures testing limit gains here on Tuesday as traders remain generally unrestricted as they return from the holiday weekend. Prices are near long-term lows with the potential to set new market tones during early September, which may create some additional long-term interest. December corn futures about 7 cents lower. The Dow Jones, 347 points lower. NASDAQ, down 78 points. Over in live cattle, limited gains have slowly developed in nearby live cattle trade with December futures currently leading the complex higher with a 90-cent gain. There are firm gains in all nearby contracts, but the lack of the volume moving into the complex continues to create uncertainty in the entire market. Traders are still looking for increased direction given the extremely wide gap between box beef values and cash values that have developed over the last month. Cash cattle interest today generally undeveloped following light trade at lower prices last week. Asking prices and bids unavailable and are likely to remain that way until midweek or later. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, mixed, up 39 cents in select and down 2 cents per hundredweight in choice with light movement of 28 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, early buying has moved into the feeder cattle trade with triple-digit gains developing early on Tuesday. The continued pressure in the corn trade combined with limited future support in all livestock markets has helped to solidify future support in nearby feeder cattle trade here during early September. Currently, trade remains limited, but traders are building on underlying short-term support of $132.30 per hundredweight. In grains today, corn was 7 to 9 cents lower with trade falling to new lows, while soybean trade was 4 to 5 cents lower as trade chopping along with trade concerns and little fresh bullish news to offset the spillover weakness from grains. Meal 50 cents to $1.50 lower and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 4 to 12 cents lower with deliveries adding pressure to the front months and this morning's dollar spike. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.